lying man, hypocrite, false prophet. Come to Jesus right now.
Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org. Calendar of events. Pastoral visit November 17th through November 20th, 2016 at 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Ordination commemoration December 29th through January 1st in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.
Right now. have a prayer by Elder Mahim.
Our Father in heaven, we come to you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, giving you thanks for this day, day that we have never seen before, but you blessed us to see it. And you gave us this opportunity, Lord God, to praise your name. We thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast that's going out to the world, that you are giving the people space that they, too, can hear this gospel and be saved before it's everlasting too late. We pray, Lord God, that they will come and they will hear and they will repent of their sins, be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. We pray you bless the man of God that is carrying this gospel to the world, Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. Bless the people of God everywhere. We'll give you the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Given to another man of God that was written aforetime for your learning. So if it is found in the scriptures, learn what they did and why they did it. And this won't take me long. My message is not long. But I want to enlighten you as to what is going on in your life, how you were gathered. So that Brother Daniel's testimony will come more in focus. Sister Gail's testimony will be in focus. And if you're ever around Minna and she's not trying to find a way to disturb you, listen to what she said. It might disturb you, but it's going to be right when she starts quoting the word. What is in you is going to come out, be it good or be it evil. It's going to come out of you. So if you have your book, turn to the 34th chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. This is the Son of Man that saw your bones, though they are dry, living again. And here the Spirit is going to talk to him again. Said, that Son of Man, I need you to prophesy something. That is going to come for sure in the life of Dave Lamar. An anime, a given affectionate name. That's going to cause the season of blessings to come upon you. And I want you to hear these words so you'll never have another issue on this wise again. Because I want to settle something in your heart and mind. And the word says,
and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
here's Ezekiel saying, the Lord came to me. Now, please understand, this man is writing this day for you. And it's still being written. What's happening to you is going to be testified 20, 30, 40 years down the road. You could be gone. and someone would stand and say, I was with the man of God, he did such and such a day. I was sad to leave him when mom said it's time to go, and I was so comfortable. And he said, oh, Dad, love you, but mommy, I have to go. And the father's heart, so gloomy, and all sons go with my mother, and may the Lord be with you till we meet again. Someone will talk about us. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Son of man.
Son of man.
Prophesy.
That word again.
Prophesy.
Prophesy.
Against the shepherds of Israel.
Not prophesy for. Prophesy. Say with me. Again.
The shepherd of Israel.
The shepherd of Israel. Now, listen. This is somebody that got God's soul. He said, prophesy against them.
Prophesy and say unto them.
Say unto them.
Thus saith the Lord God.
God said.
Unto the shepherds.
To the shepherds.
Woe be to the shepherds of Israel.
Woe! Something's wrong. Get the heart right. Woe! What's wrong? Woe to the feet of the shepherds of Israel.
That do feed themselves.
Don't feed the flock.
Should not the shepherd feed the flock?
You have seen this in your lifetime. Seen this. And when the word of the Lord comes to you and send you to Dallas and say, woe to you for what you did. That same thing happened that prophesied against what they did. This was written before time for you to learn. It's here now. Death.
Ye eat the fat and ye clothe you with wool, with the wool.
You look good.
Ye kill them that are fed.
And you eat the best.
But ye feed not the flock.
But you don't feed the flock. They don't know nothing about who God is. They can't tell you about the kingdom that has come and that is reigning in them. You haven't fed them. You haven't given them any bread. You haven't given them any water. But you are fat. Because you say you know the word. You fat. And they'll leave. Yeah.
The disease have ye not strengthened.
You haven't cured the disease.
Neither have ye healed that which was sick.
See, that's why you can't prepare your sermon beforehand. I wasn't known to go here. But I knew he was talking about prophecy, right side and all that now. So. But look how he woven what John said. Now he's going to reach back and say, you shepherd, you so-called. He will call you, but to say, you shepherd, you preacher. Okay. What are you? You're fat. You haven't fed my flock. They don't know who I am. They don't know how to pray. They don't know how to teach me. You poison them against what I said. Let's see. The disease. Have you not strengthened?
Neither have you bound up that which was broken.
Hearts are broken and you haven't fixed it. Haven't gone after nothing. But here's a man of God. He said, I'm not going to leave you that way. You cannot remain that way. If you want to see the Lord, you've got to fix it with your brother and your sister. It can't stay that way another day. When the Lord comes. But the shepherds let it stay that way for years. Come on, y'all. This is an interactive church today. You remember, Dizzy? Take me today. If you see, I want you to be an eyewitness. The broken heart that you haven't fixed. The disease you didn't strengthen. The sick you didn't heal. You let them die the way they were. No oil. No hand to fix every issue at a time it can be fixed. You did nothing. Woe to you, shepherd. Yes.
Neither have ye brought again that which was driven away. Neither have
all of them that were thrown out by whatever deed You didn't go out. Didn't pray for it. Didn't ask the Lord to fix it. Didn't talk to God about the issue. You just left it alone and said, well, it went the way of all flesh. I won't do that for you. I'll come for you. I'll pray for you. I'll talk for you. I'll fix it. I will bring it to your mind. I want you to see the difference between the shepherd that calls himself one and the one that God calls. The disease you have a finger. Neither have you healed or fixed. Haven't bound up that which was broken. Haven't even went after that which was driven away. Yes.
Neither have ye sought that which was lost.
That which was lost, didn't even look for it.
But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them.
Cruelty. You have ruled them with cruelty. To condemn something God has not condemned. That's who cursed. That's who set souls that were for the kingdom. And set their course for the flame. That's who have heard. That's who didn't go after that which God wanted. That's who cursed. Yes.
And they were scattered because there was no shepherd.
And because there was no shepherd,
and
they got scattered, driven all over the place. And then someone came up with a feat. I had to make a stand because the man of God had did such and such and such a thing. Really? Woe to you that drove them away from truth. But God is going to call the seeds. He called the showers of blessing to come down. And someone would say, oh, thou man of God, we need you. Yes.
And they became meat to all the beasts of the field.
Every kind of religion that's in the world, they start sucking up our children. Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, no religion, no matter what, they're just going to anything now. Anything can eat them. Then they want to say, oh, what happened to God? What happened to Jesus? Nothing. What happened to you? They got fucked up in the world. Not on their own doing. On the doing of someone that stood behind this and said, God sent me. And they condemned the people when they were condemned. That's who cursed. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord now. Your folly has been made manifest. As I live. Eighth verse.
It became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the faces of the earth. And none did search nor seek after them.
What did I come telling you the Lord sent me to do? Looking for it. I saw the name. Came looking for it. Therefore, ye shepherds,
hear the word of the Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord.
As I live, says the Lord.
As I live, you know God don't live.
As I live, says the Lord God.
Sure.
Because my flock became a prey.
Because you made my people a prey.
And my flock became meat to every beast of the field.
Because there was no shepherd.
Neither did my shepherd search for my flock.
What?
The shepherd fed themselves and fed not my flock.
And did not feed my flock. They got fat. Therefore.
O ye shepherds.
O ye shepherds.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Hear my word.
Thus says the Lord God.
Thus says the Lord. Behold,
I am
against you.
I am against the shepherds.
And I will require
my flock at their hand.
At your hand. So when I ask you, what happened to all the people that God made you overseer of? He said, feed my flock. Don't let them go the way of all flesh. When they have you in your company, fix their issues. Woe to you now. You must see what happened to you before you were gathered. Therefore, your prayer should be for them that are in the mouth of any wolf, that God will let them go and they can be healed. Yes.
I will require my flock at their hand. And
I will require at your hand.
And cause them to cease from feeding the flock.
I am not going to let you deliver my word. Yes.
Neither shall the shepherd feed themselves anymore.
And you won't be fed by them either. Yes.
For I will deliver my flock.
I will deliver them.
From their mouth.
I will take them away.
That they may not be meat for them.
You will not be meat for somebody else. Come on.
For thus says the Lord God.
Thus says the Lord God.
Behold,
God says, even I
will both search my sheep.
I will search for them.
And seek them out.
And seek them out. For when you see me come, here is the fulfillment of Ezekiel. No matter where you have scattered, the Lord God will bring you into one fold. There is but one fold. And just because something has the name on the door doesn't mean that's the true flock. But perhaps there's some sheep in there that want to get out of the mouth of this so-called shepherd. And when they seek our tongue, and that old servant let go just a little, but in the wiggle of faith, I'm going to get out. Yes.
As a shepherd seeks out his flock.
As a shepherd seeks out his flock.
In the day that he is among his sheep.
That he is with them.
That are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep.
I will seek you out.
And will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered.
No matter where they have been scattered, I will get them. It started at 2nd Avenue. From Mother McKenzie's house to 2nd Avenue to another 2nd Avenue. After that, scattered. But now is the restoration happening. That God has sent somebody to gather them all. Then just come to one and say, let us just fellowship. No, you go to all of them and say, let go of God's sheep. Let them go. Hear, O Pharaoh, let my people go. Yes.
Where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day.
Where it was dark and they couldn't see. They got moved away from the gospel by silly preaching. Silly words. God told me to tell you. He did. Why you got a question with that? Just tell me. I don't know whether it's God or not. He could tell you to hear. Say it, yes.
And I will bring them out from the people.
I will bring them out from the people.
And gather them from the country.
I will gather them from the country.
And will bring them to their own land.
I will give them their own land.
And feed them upon the mountains of Israel.
Hallelujah. When you come into God's kingdom, that's your land. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. You've got the promise now. You come into the land. That's yours. This is now the gospel is that God will give me his word so I can live. Yes.
And feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture.
I will give them something good to eat. I won't give them lies. I won't give them supposition. I won't give them untruth. I will feed them.
And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be.
The fold.
There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel.
I'm going to put them on the mountaintop. I'm going to take them out of the gutter. Yes, I will feed my flock.
And I will cause them to lie down.
I will cause them to lie down and rest,
says the Lord God.
The Lord will make you just lie down in green pasture. He'll restore your soul. When his mercy shall endure forever. I will seek that which was lost.
And bring again that which was driven
and
away.
And bring again that which was driven away.
And I will bind up that which was broken.
Bind up that which was broken.
And I
strengthen
that which was sick.
Which was sick.
Yes.
Look at your own company. How strength came at a moment's notice.
Yes.
It's happening right in front of you.
Amen.
The Lord is gathering his people before that awful day comes. That this kind of people fulfills before he comes. He said, no matter where they gather, I'm going to bring them into one fold.
Amen.
Strengthen that which was broken.
But I will destroy the fat in the strong.
But them that, I'm a deacon, I'm an elder, I'm an apostle, I'm a this, I'm a that. Goodbye. Because therefore you was a matter, you should have been feeding our people. They should have been further along, knowing God for themselves, trying, moving mountains, and having their faith just high in God.
Right.
That I would leave by his name myself now. I don't need a false man to stand before me. Put the Holy Ghost in front of me. I can serve and worship the God no matter where I am. If I'm alone, their faith should have said, I'd rather have Jesus. You so big and bad. Goodbye. I will feed you now.
With judgment.
Judgment. When judgment comes, I have found you wanting. Something's wrong if I'm going to feed you judgment. Because you're going to come up empty. And as for you,
oh my flock,
you, my flock,
thus saith the Lord God,
I'm going to say to you,
behold,
I would judge between
cattle and cattle, between
and
ram
and goat. What's going on the right side? I hear the Lord talking to me now. I understand my prayer now. I couldn't have prepared.
Amen.
But when you sent me, you worship me, you say, get me teaching your voice. I say, hallelujah to God, where's the Lord? More prophecy. Now I got to now judge between cattle and cattle.
Between rams and the he-goat.
Between the rams and the he-goat. Where's the wheat? Where's the tail? But leave it alone, but just judge it, oh thou man of God. Look out and see them that are trying all they know to live a holy and righteous life. And look at the trouble they come. But encourage my flock. I still have to now separate. Yes.
Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture?
It seems a small thing to you that what I gave you, you've already eaten up.
But ye
must tread down with your feet the residue
of your pasture.
What was left? Did you believe that Jesus was God? Well, that's the only thing that's left. Everything else got eaten up, but what you got to trod down now is the little that you know. I know this not right. For this little small thing that is in my heart and my soul, something is still there letting me know there's an issue somewhere. They don't like me for a reason. There's something that's setting me at variance with them. But I know I have the Holy Ghost. I know I have the Spirit. So what is God doing? He's driving me out. He's driving me out. So I can be captive. Yes.
And to have drunk of the deep waters. But ye must flow
the residue
of your feet.
With your feet, you got to start doing something with your feet. There's water. It's just the people that is lost in you are here. You can get it. Cast yourself deep in the word of God. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean. Why are you fat and you lean? When I put the same food before you, how you end up lean and you end up fat. Oh, so he kept feeding you and left me out. He didn't talk to me. He talked about me. But he fed you. Why are you fat? And I'm lean. Because we have thrust with your side and shoulder. You know how you knock down a door, you're trying to get in. You thrust it, you turn it, and your shoulder, you come against it. That's what's happening to God's people. When you want to live a holy and righteous life, they're there to knock you down. They don't want you to know what the truth of a thing is. They want to know, they want you to keep what they told you.
Amen.
But when truth comes, darkness got to flee when light comes.
Right.
But look how strong they are against. Look on you. But look on you that lean is what God is coming for. Say, Lord, I sought you day and night. I knew in my heart there was something, but I didn't know. And all I can do is sit here until you come to deliver. See, some people leave before time. And I didn't know they were there, but some just held on to all that they knew. Say, the Lord is going to send by something to pick up. The soul can rejoice that I just stayed put, even though it was a lie. I knew God was going to deliver some way, some power. So you with your side and with your shoulder, you're going to cross that up, and then your mouth is going to come up against them. But that's all right. I'm with God. Probably I'm being fed now. Probably like my faith is strong. I believe now. I'm witnessing the sick being healed. I'm witnessing the brokenhearted sick. I witness. When the man of God, here I got an issue. He said, what is the problem? Why didn't you tell me? He said, well, they told me not to tell you. But the Holy Ghost gets into my ear. What do I do? Fix it.
Amen.
That's my job. Because I'm going after the flock of God. You've been lean too long. And it's time to get fat over. It's time to feed. Yes.
And push all the disease with your horns.
You push the disease with your horns.
Till you have scattered them abroad.
Till you scattered them all over. When they come in and say, let's fix something, you just thrust them out. Say, you ain't in the church. You ain't in the church. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You're not in the church. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You don't know God. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Say, the church is here. I might not be in your temple, hallelujah to God, but I'm in the church. I'm in the church. Because you have thrust with side and with shoulder and with your horn till you scattered them abroad.
Therefore will I save our flock.
I save the flock. See, I can't find nothing going to save them. But the flock, I'm going to save it. Yeah.
And they shall no more be a prey.
They will no longer be a prey to nobody.
And I will judge between cattle and cattle.
And I will judge between the cattle and cattle. Oh, you don't believe who I am, you stay. You believe who I am, come. I'll judge between you, the Lord said. Yes.
And I will set up one shepherd over them.
No, two.
And I will set one shepherd over them.
No, three.
And I will set up one shepherd up over them. And I will set up one shepherd over them.
Can't just be one. He said, I'll set up
one shepherd over them.
One. Bring you all into one. And if we can get one and then be working together, how beautiful would it be?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We don't need but one shepherd. We don't need a vision of three or four.
Amen.
We just need one.
Amen.
Yes.
And I shall feed them, even my servant David. Even my servant David. He shall feed them.
He'll feed them.
And he shall be their shepherd.
Shepherd.
And he shall be their shepherd.
You don't need one. The shepherd of your soul now is God Almighty.
Amen.
He's the bishop of your soul.
Amen.
Now take heed to him. You will know him by his fruit. Yes.
And I, the Lord God, will be their God.
I will be your God.
And my servant David, a prince among them.
He's going to be over the church.
I, the Lord, have spoken it.
I said.
And I will make with them a covenant of peace.
Because the one who don't want to hear have a covenant with God. They have made their agreement with death. Don't worry. Get the idea. I'll come right back. It'll only be 28. I won't be long. Just a slight detour. 28:14. And then bring me back.
Therefore, hear the word of the Lord.
Therefore, hear the word of the Lord.
Ye scornful men.
Oh my Lord, you scornful men.
That rule this people which is in Jerusalem.
I'm talking to them, warning them now. This is prophecy, dear Lord. I'm warning them. Yes.
Because ye have said.
You have said.
We have made a covenant with death.
We got a covenant with death.
And with hell are we.
Hell we are at agreement.
When the overflowing scorn shall pass through it, shall not come upon us.
You think you're going to be all right. But what's your problem? Well, is you forgot that the word was precept upon precept. Hear a little and there a little. You went out and started something that was never heard of before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got an agreement and a covenant that is not going to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Take me back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I will make them in a place round about my heels and bliss. And I, the Lord God, be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them.
Yes.
I, the Lord, have spoken it.
I've spoken it.
And I will make with them a covenant of peace.
Not a covenant with death or hell.
And
or
with
there's no covenant. With peace.
Mm-hmm. And will cause the evil beast to cease.
And will cause the evil beast to cease out of your land.
And
they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods.
And I will make them
and the places about them
my hills a blessing.
Blessing.
And I will cause the shower to come down in its season.
And it shall be
a shower of blessings.
Look at your life now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you got with the church.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Look at your life now.
Amen.
Look at your life now. Judge it.
Hallelujah.
And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have you made sad?
Mm-hmm.
How much have you given that have gone in their mouth, in their belly, and out to the cross? But now, it's time the shower of blessings upon you. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. You won't be afraid to make a stand for truth coming out of the mouth of someone that will not heed to God's word. You won't be afraid. And I will raise up from them a plant of renown. And they shall be no more consumed with hunger in their land, because you'll get the word where you come. Neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them. Mm-hmm. And they,
even the house of Israel,
even the house of Israel,
are my people.
Are my people.
Says the Lord God.
Says the Lord.
And ye my flock.
Ye my flock.
The flock of my pasture are men. And I am your God, says the Lord God.
Have you seen? Have you heard? Therefore, the scripture says in Ezekiel 3, I have made you now watchmen over my people. Give them my word. Prophesy to them. Tell them they shall live again. Ezekiel 34 is being fulfilled in your day. It's plain as the nose on your face. You ever have to yell and scream it? Just speak it and you say, ah, I see, I see, I see. You're not afraid now. You're no longer hungry for the word. You're feasting on it now. Sick of being healed. The broken heart is being mended. And you're not afraid to testify to anybody. The reason I left is because God drove me out. And wherever he leads, I will fall. That's my message. Now, did you hear me?
Amen.
You know the difference between the shepherd of God and those that call themselves shepherds. You see what the Lord calls them to? Shepherds. But you got my flock, but what are you doing with them? You just drive around. When somebody tells the church, you ain't in church, that kind of disturbs us. What do you mean? It makes you go over there and say, yes, I am. I've repented of my sins. I went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And they say, that don't put you in the church. You say, yes, it does. It puts you on the day of Pentecost in the church. And they tell you with many other words. Yeah, what were they? What were the many other words? Those are the words that kept us. Those were the words that made them contend after the faith. That was the many other words. But the verse, I was born again. The many other words don't make me born again. And I can ask the soul, by the Holy Ghost, did you hear the voice of God? Said, no, I hear the voice. I did. And you take what they have given for year after year after year and say, I have a calling from Chronicles and the Lord told me to build a house. And you say to them, the house was already built. We don't have to build anything. We're just maintaining what Daddy's already given us. Daddy died. This is the will. I'm giving you the will. We're at the lawyer table. You can stop crying. He left you a lot of money. You ain't got the word, because Dave got it. He said, Dave Thomas, I leave a billion angels to deliver him. Don't get jealous. Your name's coming up. You're all at the table. Your father died and left a will. And in the will says, save yourself. Amen. There is no will unless the testator is dead. His testament don't go into enforce until he's dead. He said, I don't have to build the house. He said, well, maybe I'm using the wrong word. He told me to build the church. Why did he tell you to build the church that he built it? He was the church. He was the one that came out of the ground. All of us are coming this day. What did he tell us to do? Go preach the gospel. In the river he gave us, don't go build nothing. Preach. Go teach. Every nation. Go everywhere. Preach. I plant and I water. Who gives the increase? God. But what is God showing this company? That he sent the true shepherd.
And you might have a lovely voice and play instrument well, but you're going to know who he is. Amen. Why are you going to be out there? Oh, Jesus. I stayed long enough for the Lord to deliver. And you hear me asking, where is my talk about all these people? Where are they? Do you know them? Call them. Tell them God is here now. Let's come, let's get together. God is here now. But they get their thighs and their shoulders and they go out and say, he ain't nothing here. And get them to say, you know, you do that. Hey, ain't nothing to it. Somebody need to sit back and say, well, wait a minute. When you put us out of hand, that man came all the way from Philadelphia, put us back in. When you made me think that I was nothing before God because my hair was short, he came all the way from Philadelphia and told me I was just as much good as anybody else in God. It wasn't about the length of nothing. That's just the glory of her hair. He corrected all of that foolishness. Wait a minute. Ain't nothing to him. You mean to tell me all those broken hearts that he's mending day after day after day ain't nothing to him? So why didn't you fix it? Why didn't you cause their heart to be pricked at your word? Ain't nothing to him. Somebody fight back here. Oh, yeah, it is. They look at me now. I'm trying to fat enough now to come against you and say, the word don't say that. And they preach it, and I'm saying the word doesn't say that. I say, yes, it does. I say, no, it doesn't. I say, yeah, it does. Go get it. And they run and get it and say, oh. But doesn't it mean the same thing? No. The Lord is here now. And the sheep are being gathered now. People say, you started out with four or five people in your church in Dallas. Yep, look at them now. We got a good crowd. I think this is larger than, this is second largest assembly now. The other people scattered all over the place, I mean, but when they come together, this is, if they don't have this, be of good cheer that when the Lord sent out his spirit to find you, he found you. And on our tongue and in our heart, we know what's right. And when you hear something that is not right, it kind of says, that is it. The word come out of it. Because it's been planted there and planted there and watered and watered and watered. And even when you got lean, you kept a little that you could try. That little that I'm going to trust in the Lord. And that look was much for God within it. And I give all glory to God that you're sitting here. And give us a few more days. We're going to double. I believe it. I believe it's going to grow. Somebody's going to come up to you and say, can you get a question to the bishop? And you say, sure. What is it? I'll ask it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the Apostolic Faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org. Calendar of events. Pastoral visit. November 17th through November 20th, 2016 at 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. Ordination commemoration, December 29th through January 1st in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street, in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.